All right, it's a Wednesday at 10:30. That means our guy Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor lookout, Eugene Springfield, joins us. Tyson, I know you're a busy man. Thank you, as always, for spending some time with us. I hope your travels are safe and you're getting a little R&R in, but let's dive right into it since I know you're a busy man. Let's put a quick little bow on the Texas Tech game. Your thoughts coming out of that game, whether it be the offensive line play, Dante Moore, Oregon defense, what was the best thing for you coming out of that game?
I just really feel like that's like if Dan Lanning had to kind of like draw up a perfect win for just him and his reputation as a coach, like I think that might be it. You know, Oregon's defense in his 4 years has been statistically good, especially if you look at the regular season. But we've seen a few times in these big games where it just hasn't shown up in key situations. And especially early in this game when Texas Tech's front seven looked like it was going to be hounding Dante Moore, I was just going like, oh boy, like the defense better show up in this one. And they absolutely did. To get a shutout in that type of game against that type of team, there was no talent discrepancy in this game. You know, Texas Tech is just as loaded as the Ducks are in terms of NIL and transfers and all that. And so for them to be able to post Oregon's first postseason shutout since 1917, I think that's one you can really hang your hat on. You know, you can get into the fact that Texas Tech's offense really didn't look that good to begin with, and their quarterback wasn't all that mobile, and maybe you'd like to see a little bit better play from Oregon's line and see the running game get going. But in terms of that stage and the expectations of that game to pitch a shutout, I thought that was incredibly impressive.
Tyson, pivoting to the Indiana game, the news of the day, as my voice decides to spear right there, the news of the day obviously is the Jordan Davidson injury and him being out. How big of an impact is this going to be for Oregon, where an Indiana team where it seems like the only way you can possibly beat them is to kind of control the clock, control the game, and be more physical? Like, how much of a loss is Davidson for the Ducks?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because I remember coming on here for the first, 4 or 5 weeks of the season where it felt like you could roll a die and whatever number that was who was going to lead the team in rushing that week. It seems like they just had so many backs they could choose from. And whether it be through the transfer portal with guys that we've seen in the last week, with like Mekhi Hughes and Jaden Lamar or Davidson, who has really kind of been the breakout freshman in that locker room. It hurts. I mean, like it definitely helps that you still have a Noah Whittington as your number one. You still have that experience and then that talent, and Deer Hill has been fantastic this year as well. But I think it just cuts down the margins for error. You know, this is an incredibly long season. Whatever Oregon team, or if Oregon wins the national championship, it will be the longest season they've ever played in team history. And with that, you need depth, you need numbers. And I think the Ducks still have two really good guys there, but it's just two guys now. It's the depth is definitely gone.
Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor lookout, Eugene Springfield. I want to get to Dante Moore in a minute, but something kind of piggyback off what you're saying there, the no room for error. Do you think this changes the offensive approach from this team, or adjust it a little bit, or is it just a couple guys are going to get more carries and we stick to the script?
I don't think it changes a whole lot of what you're going to do out of the backfield, because the two guys they still have are pretty different from each other. You know, Hill is better coming out of the backfield and kind of the passing game, and Whittington can be a bruiser. So I think they still have options there. So I can't imagine that changes things a whole lot, other than maybe you don't just ground and pound it every play, especially if you're up, and you just kind of want to keep guys healthy, especially because you're going to have to turn around and fly across the country yet again if you win.
Tyson, in that vein, you know, if you're not going to ground and pound it and you got to lean on somebody, that means it's Dante Moore that you're leaning on. Is this an opportunity now for Dante for not to kind of be on display and have all eyes on him, but this obviously is the biggest game he's played. But even more than that, this is maybe the biggest game he's played where he's going to have probably the largest ask on him. Like, what do you think that says about where Oregon's going to go or how they go about this, especially with, you know, Will Stein kind of on his way out to go take his next job and just kind of some differences that might happen coming into this game?
Yeah, it's really kind of a redemptive game for him, because going into that Indiana game, Dante Moore was the name of the country. He was the one who went onto the road went on the road and beat Penn State, and he was the one whose name was in the Heisman front runner. And yes, Fernando Mendoza was right there with him, but I feel like Moore was the hot name. And then Mendoza comes into Indiana and significantly outplays Moore. And everything from that game has kind of been working back towards this moment. I mean, like, you know, Moore had an injury he had to overcome. He had to play through a lot of bad weather. He had to play through just about every receiver on the roster picking up an injury. And he's put up really good numbers, and he's improved week to week. But the one thing that he talked about coming into this week in the rematch is he just can't make it into something bigger than it is, especially when he's on the field. He said in the first game against Indiana, he was just going through everything too quickly. He was just accelerating everything, and it forced him to miss some guys. It forced him to take off running in certain instances when there was still a play to be made, maybe in the pocket. So I think this is a huge game for him, but his success in it is going to be his ability to compartmentalize that and really kind of play within the moment.
There's a narrative going around, I don't really think locally, but maybe nationally, that Oregon can't win this game unless Dante plays perfect. Do you agree with that assessment, or is it just kind of the faith people have in the story and the talent and coaching that Indiana brings?
I don't think Dante has to play perfect. I don't think he can hurt them, though. And like if he, you know, has two turnovers, I just think this Indiana team is so good at capitalizing on mistakes that I think he could definitely lose it for them. But I think more than anything, for me, the onus is on the offensive line. We've seen Moore, when he has protection, play as good as any quarterback in the country. And when the line collapses a little bit and he's under duress, you see games more like how he played against Indiana the first time. I think they had, what was it, 5 or 6 sacks in that game. And it was really just kind of jarring to see him under pressure that often. And same goes for the running game, too. We just talked about them being down to 2 guys. Well, it's going to really help if the front is able to create some push for them and they're not hitting the backfield and just taking so many hits throughout the game. So for me, this game really begins in the trenches for the Ducks and kind of extends from there.
Tyson, that front for Texas Tech physically is, I think for most people's money, is the most dominant in the country. Indiana does not have that from a physical profile, but the way that they attack not only, you know, everybody they play, but the way they attacked Oregon, you mentioned it kind of sped Dante up. Like how much is this second time around, not only for Dante, but for Dan Lanning, who's kind of had a rough go of it in rematches, whether it's Ohio State or Washington? Like how much of that second time around for both these guys, how much does it matter?
Well, you know, there's that whole adage of it's hard to beat the same team twice. I don't know how much substance Oregon should put into that considering the Washington stuff the last couple of years, but I think a lot of what happened in that game, because you did talk about the fact that Indiana's not as talented up front as Texas Tech. They don't have the same sort of bodies, but they're just really well coached. And Lanning and players have just talked about just kind of like the different and confusing looks that they threw at them. Like they just saw a lot of stuff coming at them in that game that they hadn't really seen all season. They hadn't seen an offense like that. They hadn't seen a defense like that. They hadn't just seen disguises like that. And so, yeah, I think being able to have that on film and to have experienced that and to expect that coming in is going to be huge for them. But also, Indiana's a pretty darn well coached team. I don't know if you've heard of this Cignetti guy that everyone's talking about across the country. I think they're going to be prepping a few different things that maybe they didn't show on film the first time too.
He's Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor. Look out, Eugene Springfield. You getting used to the East Coast, buddy?
You know what? I hate it. I hate it.
Or
so
the
much.
Down like, south, I should say.
The games come on so late, guys. Mm. Like yeah, it's not good. West Coast forever.
All right, buddy. We'll travel safe. We'll catch up with you next week, and maybe you'll be heading back to the East Coast again.
Ooh, can't wait.
All right, he's Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor. Look out, Eugene Springfield. Make sure you catch his stuff wherever you can. He joins us every single Wednesday. Gracious enough to give us his time. He only offered us one this time. That's okay. We'll take it wherever we can get it.
He's traveling today.
Oh, he is traveling today. Yes. Okay.